This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India deeply values its enduring friendship with Israel, built on trust, innovation and a shared commitment to peace and progress. In response to a social media post by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Mr. Modi said he agrees with him about the strong bond between India and Israel, as well as the diverse nature of bilateral relations between the two countries. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward to discussions between the two sides during his upcoming visit to Israel. Earlier, in a social media post, the Israeli Prime Minister said the bond between Israel and India is a powerful alliance between two global leaders. Rajaji Utsav will be celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. In his Mann Ki Baat program, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that a statue of the first India Governor General of Independent India, C. Rajagopalachari, will replace statue of British architect Edwin Lutyens in Rashtrapati Bhavan. Maharashtra government has requested Union Home Minister Amit Shah to order a CBI investigation into the plane crash that killed Deputy CM Ajit Pawar last month. This was stated by Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis in Mumbai yesterday. Addressing a press conference, Mr. Fadnavis said, Mahayuti government will ensure that all doubts regarding the plane crash are cleared. Union Ministry of Health and Family Welfare has stated that India has achieved a significant milestone in the field of organ donation and transplantation. The National Organ and Tissue Transplant Organization, NOTTO, has recorded unprecedented progress in organ donation, allocation and transplantation across the country. The number of transplants in the country has increased from fewer than 5,000 in 2013 to nearly 20,000 in 2025, marking a remarkable fourfold rise. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also highlighted the importance of organ donation in his Mann Ki Baat program yesterday.
In dino, Bharat mein organ donation ko lekar jagrukta lagatar badh rahi hai. Isse un logon ki madad ho rahi hai jinhe iski zarurat hai. इसके साथ ही देश में मेडिकल रिसर्च को भी बल मिल रहा है इस दिशा में कई संस्थाएं और लोग असाधारण कार्य कर रहे हैं जैसे दिल्ली की लक्ष्मी देवी जी हैं उन्होंने बीते वर्ष केदारनाथ की यात्रा की इसके लिए उन्हें 14 किलोमीटर की ट्रैकिंग करनी पड़ी उन्होंने यह यात्रा हार्ट ट्रांसप्लांट के बाद की
India has strongly condemned Pakistan's airstrikes on Afghan territory that have resulted in civilian casualties, including women and children, during the holy month of Ramadan. In response to media query in this regard, the External Affairs Ministry's spokesperson, Randhir Jaiswal, said it is another attempt by Pakistan to externalize its internal failures. He reiterated India's support for Afghanistan's sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. Former Railway Minister and Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Roy passed away early this morning at a private hospital in Kolkata. He was 71. His son, Subhranshu Roy, informed that Roy died around 1:30 a.m. after a prolonged battle with multiple health problems. The United States and Iran will hold further talks in Geneva on 26th of this month as tensions between the two countries continue to escalate over Tehran's nuclear program. Oman's Foreign Minister Badr al-Busaidi announced the confirmation, with the Iranian Foreign Minister adding that Tehran is negotiating only nuclear matters at this stage while expressing confidence that a deal can be reached. Manipuri comedy drama Boom, produced by Farhan Akhtar's Excel Entertainment, won the prestigious BAFTA Award for Best Children's and Family Film in London yesterday. The film's debutant director, Lakshmi Priya Devi, made an emotional plea for world peace in her acceptance speech. She was joined on stage by producers Akhtar and Ritesh Sidhwani and the assistant director of Boom, Rahul Sarda. And in the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India went down to South Africa by 76 runs in the Super 8 clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.